Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Mother Nature sure threw the people of Western New York a curveball this Friday the 13th. This is a storm that, well, if you look around outside, it's not that cold and it's not precipitating. It still has posed and continues to pose very real threats to the health and the safety of the people of Western New York.
Governor Pataki has declared a state of emergency for Erie, Niagara, Genesee, and Orleans counties, and he's hoping the feds will do the same. Pataki surveyed the damage firsthand during a helicopter ride this afternoon. He's urging residents to be patient and to look out for each other. The storm is also taking a human toll.
I'm saddened to say, actually, that thus far, three individuals have actually lost their lives from storm-related events. Two were motor vehicle crash-related. And one was due to a tree limb that fell.
That's Erie County Health Commissioner Dr. Anthony Billetier, one of those fatal car crashes involved an off-duty New York State trooper in Niagara County. The other crash occurred in Lancaster, and the person killed by a falling tree in Amherst. Meantime, as crews deal with trees and power problems, the snow is starting to melt, paving the way for flooding concerns. In Cheektowaga, Barbara Burns, News Radio 930 WBEN.
People, please stay in your vehicles. We are coming. Help is on the way. I've mobilized every available body. The Three Authority Maintenance Yard has activated every available body. EMS, we're using snowmobiles. We're using four-wheel drives. We're doing whatever we can to get to these stranded motorists.
The number of customers that is currently out is 120,000 NYSEG customers throughout the Western New York area.
Lackawanna Senior Citizen Center will be open for people who need heat. About three-quarters of the city doesn't have power, and if you don't have power, of course, then your furnaces aren't working. So if you don't have heat, then you may go to the Lackawanna Senior Citizen Center on Martin Road.
At this point in time, as we're speaking around quarter to nine, the runways at the Buffalo Niagara International Airport are closed and will be closed till at least 12 noon.
It's a sight I've never seen in my life. We can hear trees cracking. You know, I just thought as we speak, we have trees that were 24 inches in diameter that are split in half. We have tree limbs, like just in my house alone, maybe four of them, 12 inches in diameter, branches that have just completely come down and taken out fences to houses to cars. My neighbor had 30-foot trees in the backyard. They've just, half of the tree is gone. It's just filled up his backyard completely. When we drove home, we could see power lines down on Maple on the way home and all the lights, and everything's completely shut down right now out here in Amherst. Some streets couldn't even go down because the trees were just covering the streets.
We are advising everybody to stay home until we lift the travel ban. We have established an incident command center at our police headquarters on Audubon Parkway. And we are getting everybody together every 2 hours to get the updates. As soon as the conditions become normal, we will lift the travel ban.
As of 4 p.m., which are the last audited numbers I have, it climbed again. We're at about 261,000 homes and businesses served by National Grid that are out of service right now. We are pretty much 100% dependent on the weather, though. If we don't get any more snow, we might be okay, but we're now hearing that the winds may begin to pick up a little bit. This may be the biggest we've ever had in our Western Division. I don't personally have enough history with the company to know if it's the biggest ever for what used to be Niagara Mohawk, now National Grid, but it, in terms of number of customers affected, this is certainly the biggest we've had in the Western Division in a long, long time. Part of the difficulty we're having, just like everybody else, is simply getting around and getting to the work locations. The second problem we have is the foreign aid crews that we called in from other parts of our service territory, as well as from other utilities, are simply having difficulty getting to Western New York because the thruway's been closed. When they're all here, we're going to have more than 600 line and forestry crews out working, in addition to a number, quite frankly, I can't grasp at this point, of other support personnel. But we're going to have a pretty good-sized army attacking this thing.
We've got wires down. We've done a complete call-in of our highway in. We're calling buildings and grounds people to get every piece of equipment that the town has, every piece of every personnel and every resource out there, so we can get cleared up as soon as possible. So it's widespread, and most of the town now is without power. We were studying the radar earlier with the highway superintendent, and we thought the band of lake effect was going to be much further north of our town.
It appears that the level of damage to our network is quite frankly unprecedented in our company's history here in Western New York. As a result, we're now estimating that we will be working on some level of restoration not only through next week but into next weekend.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.